DW.
Ruben Cuyu and his wife, Macarena Valdez, were tired of living in the city when they decided to leave their apartment in the center of Chile's capital, Santiago, and move to Trangil. The small village is set amongst the Andean mountains in the south of Chile, in Panguipulli. The area is a tourist destination because of its lush green forests and majestic mountains. It's also a region with a lot of water, lakes, rivers and rain. Ruben Cuyu wears his dark long hair bound together, a beard and glasses.
Once
we got to the mountains, we didn't want to leave. Macarena had always dreamed of living next to a river. It was the perfect place to live.
Panguipulli's first recorded inhabitants were Mapuche, the biggest group of indigenous people in Chile. Moving to the mountains, the young couple also wanted to go back to their indigenous roots. Ruben Cuyu is sitting on the bank of the river that passes next to his house. It's his favorite place.
As Mapuche, we understand that this is life. The river is alive. It's a living being with a spirit. We greet the river, the trees, the wind. The nature speaks to us and it teaches us. Living in such a magic place, how are you going to allow someone to come here and intervene just to earn money?
It's probably because of the rich water resources that the Austrian energy company RP Global decided to build a hydropower plant on the eponymous Trangil River. According to the company, the plant would have a minimal environmental impact and would benefit the surrounding communities through improved energy stability, infrastructure and the creation of jobs.
The majority of people here earn $150 a month. The company offered them four times as much. They arrived and started to offer all kinds of things to the neighbors: money, jobs, trainings, roads, bridges. So the people were seduced by money.
But not everyone in Trangil approves the hydropower plant. One of the opponents is the indigenous community, Quilempan. When the contractor started to use a road on their territory to pass with their vehicles, the community asked RP Global to repair the road in exchange. When the company refused, five women stopped a vehicle in January 2016. As Ruben Cuyu is an environmental engineer, the community asked him for legal advice. RP Global denies the charges and says that they have all the legal permissions for the construction. On the 1st of August 2016, 150 people protested in Trangil, blocking the main road, suspending the traffic and the work of the company for 13 hours. Macarena Valdez joined her husband Ruben Cuyu to participate in the protest. She waved a blue flag with a white star, the Mapuche flag. Ruben Cuyu was named Huerquén, spokesperson of the community opposing the construction of the hydropower plant. According to RP Global, the ecological impact of the plant is minimal because it's a small run-on-the-river plant without a dam. The company spokesperson told DW that it didn't need to evaluate the ecological impact as established by Chilean law because the plant in Trangil has a capacity of 2.9 megawatts. Only projects with capacities higher than 3 megawatts have to evaluate their environmental impact. On the 22nd of August 2016, Macarena Valdez was found dead by her 11-year-old son after he came home from school. She was found hanging from the ceiling in their kitchen. His younger brother, the only witness, was under 2 years old. The Chilean investigative police concluded that it was a suicide on the basis of an autopsy performed by one of its forensic doctors. But Ruben Cuyu didn't believe it and hired a renowned forensic doctor, Luis Rabanal, for a second autopsy in October 2017. The result? Macarena Valdez did not commit suicide.
Pudimos demostrar que a nivel del cuello.
There is no proof to validate the diagnosis of the first autopsy that concluded it was asphyxia by hanging. By a microscopic analysis of the tissue, we proved that there were no signs of life when she was hanged. According to the findings, the hanging was simulated. the first autopsy was insufficient and the examination of the scene was incomplete. A part of the rope that was used to hang the body was left behind. There was no search for evidence or stains. That's what makes it so difficult to diagnose the cause of death. There were no signs that prove a depressive behavior of the victim, no drugs. The situation is complicated, and we will have to do more studies.
In January 2018, Luis Rabanal handed over the results to the district attorney's office to prove a third-party intervention in the death. But the attorney wanted to close the case because of insufficient antecedents to prove an accusation. One day before Macarena Valdés' death, two men visited Mónica Painemilla, the owner of the land that Valdés and her family were living on. Painemilla says that they presented themselves as Osvaldo Jaramillo from the Farmers' Committee of Tranquil and Juan Luengo from the Potable Water Committee of Tranquil. According to RP Global's website, both organizations signed an agreement of cooperation with the company the 7th of July 2016. In the local radio El Puelche, Painemilla declared,
"They came to my house and told me that I should expel Rubén Carrillo from my property because he was revolutionizing the people too much. They said that there were many people who wanted to harm him."
Only 2 days later, while the family was preparing the wake, the construction of the hydropower plants in Tranquil continued. High voltage cables were installed on Mónica Painemilla's property, where Rubén Carrillo and his sons are still living. Two years after Macarena Valdés' death, people from all over Chile came together to commemorate and protest. In Panguipulli, Rubén Carrillo and the local Mapuche organizations meet, and Carrillo talks about his experience in Tranquil. People sing and drink mate, a traditional South American herbal infusion. Feminist organizations, journalists and supporters have come. Paula Melita is Mapuche and a feminist.
We came here from different organizations in different territories to make our voice heard, to protest against the impunity, and to accuse the Chilean state that, together with the big companies, persecutes the ones who fight for our territory. This violence affects the lives of women.
The biggest problem in Panguipulli are hydropower plants. There have been 7 projects since 2012. Jorge Hueque is one of the founders of the Parliament of Coscos. He has worked closely with the community in Tranquil and supports Rubén Carrillo and his family.
There was a division in the community. One part decided to work with the company, the other part was against the power plant, and a third part was in between and didn't want to have anything to do with either of the two groups. We ended up working with the community that was against the power plant.
Today, Carrillo wears a traditional Mapuche headband and a brown knitted poncho.
2 years ago, Macarena was murdered. She was murdered for defending her territory and the water. Today, we commemorate 2 years without justice, but we won't stop until the culpables are found.
In September, Rubén Carrillo traveled to Geneva to present Macarena Valdés' case to the United Nations Human Rights Council. Already in 2016, the NGO Auspice Stella had alluded to the case at a UNHRC discussion, stating that in Chile there was a lack of political will to curb capitalist projects that endangered forests, water and land. Many power plants would be established without consultation with the indigenous peoples. The Chilean legal authorities have stopped investigating Macarena Valdés' death. RP Global denies involvement. The hydropower plant in Tranquil is still in operation. For DW, I'm Sofia Boddenberg from Santiago de Chile. DW.